Well, I mean, first half, I thought, we came out of the blocks, we created opportunities. We certainly, everyone pretty much stuck to their task. This week, we've been working at people just taking responsibility for their role and responsibility within the team and helping others. And I think we did that well in the first half, but obviously didn't probably get the rub of the green maybe on a couple of occasions to score a goal.
Second half, Stevenage came out and the first 5 minutes really put you under the cosh, and no surprise they took the lead when you couldn't clear the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they come out of the blocks. I couldn't tell you for whatever reason why we didn't come out of the blocks. We prepare pretty much the same way, but it's happened in previous games where we haven't come out of the blocks and the teams have come at us straight away. Maybe they've done no homework on us and really came at us. But it's still no excuse. We had a blip, we went 1-0 down, and I just wanted to see a little bit more fight and desire and spirit from the players. And I'm just, I'm left, with no real excuses as to why they didn't show anymore, really.
Players sort of looking at each other, not exactly pointing the finger, but you are looking for some inspiration that just doesn't seem to be there. Leadership was lacking.
That's where, leadership's within on the pitch. That is needed. People lead in different ways. It isn't always about people shouting and hollering. They lead by example in their actions. I didn't think we did either today.
You made a double substitution just a few moments ahead of the second goal going in. Reece Murphy and Patrick Aguiman going off.
I mean, Reece is, it's his first start since he's come back from being out for sort of 7 or 8 months. And, it was always going to be difficult for him to get through 90 minutes. He certainly, showed some nice touches and some good movement in the first half. And it was really just about freshening their legs up. Big pats in the team for his physical presence and to win the ball in the air. He didn't really win a great deal of balls in the air. So we just, we thought Chambo can play up front. Jakubiak can play up front. So we went for a little bit more agile and pace and to try and get down the sides of them. But to get down the sides of them, we need possession of the football. And we didn't have that today.
No Jamie Cureton in the squad today. He would have been useful from the bench.
Well, listen, Jamie Cureton, he's nearly as old as me. You have to be sensible with Jamie. To try and play two games back-to-back in the space of 3 days, it's just not going to happen. A decision was made. So obviously he'll be available for the next game.
Will it be a think tank now with yourself and Darren and the boss to discuss what's going to happen at Southend? Because that really is going to be a key match now.
It's a derby game. I think sometimes derby games take away, whether the best team or the team in form or the team not in form wins the game. It's the team who turns up on the day and shows that a little bit more sort of edge, passion and desire that we lack today. That may be the difference of winning the game. So we certainly need to roll our sleeves up, get our heads together and go and put on a performance, because in all fairness, today just wasn't good enough. And all we can do really is apologise to the people really who come to watch us today, because that weren't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, they showed their discontent, didn't they? There was a few boos on the substitutions and at the end. And there was very few people left when the 90th minute went.
Well, as I said to you, the supporters, they've got their opinion. And as I said today, I wouldn't disagree with them. We didn't perform, and they have the right to obviously, shout whatever they like to the players or to the staff or whatever. But as I said, it just was not good enough today by any shape or form.